These people are unhappy with this movement.
So you say that you encourage anybody who disagrees with aspects of your philosophy to argue with you.
No, we invite everyone. Please come and take the Krishna. So if one disagrees, why you come?
But don't you suggest that if somebody feels that they can find fault in your philosophy.
Very exact. What is that fault?
Right.
Then another reply. But without fault, if they make some, what is it called?
Complex.
That is it.
Then the,
what is your fault? You tell me.
Then sir, I want to ask you about, well, this book is impracticable without the kind of material I want. Now, I don't want to adopt an uncompromising position at all, but I'm convinced that you misunderstand my motivations. I don't know how to persuade you that my motivations are good ones, and so therefore I'm in a corner. In a cul-de-sac. Now, the material that I must have in this book is sufficient to be able to persuade people that they are reading about something which is true. That means, for example, that I have
that book we have already done to convince people that in the ninth moment we are God. Doesn't support, and they're telling nicely. Practically, you are standing by the sales of our books and literature. How to convince people that this is a nice moment? We are ourselves publishing. You cannot publish better books than what we are done. We know the interest.
Sir, I am not seeking to persuade people that it's a nice movement. I'm seeking to describe it.
Well, I'm seeking to describe, but you cannot describe better than us. It is not a fact.
So back to Godhead. And
we know our business. That's why we are describing our past very nicely. You are outsider.
That's right.
Yeah. So you cannot bless our, how would you say, cloth and salt so nicely.
I think we're talking about two different things. I think
you want a little history of this moment earlier. That is it. Yes. And how the moment is going on is it. But we cannot spoil on charging that way that I describe the biography of the person. In our book, there is no biography of anyone. The biography is not there. We are interested in the philosophy. If you want to know what is the science of this moment, we can spare day and night to come in. But these are superficial. First of all, we say that we are not this body. So why you should be interested in the history of this body?
Sir, I, with respect, I'm now talking about offering some information about the movement, not on the movement's behalf, and not for the movement's benefit, but to the general public. Now, among this information, a substantial proportion of this information will be about the movement's philosophy. I shall make an earnest, and I think intelligent effort to understand and then communicate the movement's philosophy.
That is it.
But I can assure you that it's also necessary to communicate something of the rather superficial aspect of the movement, which I think I agree with you are much less important than philosophy, but it's also necessary to communicate this.
Now, however, let me tell you that we are very strong. We are eternal. You are eternal, I am eternal. Everyone is eternal. We are changing our body, transmigrating from one body to another. And that means repetition of birth and death. But we are eternal. Why we are in such violation of repetition of birth and death? Not only that, sometimes in some species of life, maybe very high position, sometimes in low position. Suppose somebody is American, and the next time it becomes a tree, if it becomes a dog, it may become a very god also, there is possibility. That when in future, he may be a very big journalist, but he may not be also. So, there is this time in it, that people are not even listening. Understand this movement. Thoroughly. And take it seriously. It's possible. Very good. Now, in Europe and America, here also, so many frustrated young boys are coming to be practically of low value in the country. And in America, I see. Thousands of hippies are doing nothing. So what is the future of the country? In the south of the country, beyond wild, they do not take interest in anything, administration, in industry. Then what is the future? From economic point of view, I was telling that America, for want of sufficient workers, they are importing goods from Japan. And this is not very good sign. Why? That's a big country, American country. Why is this import? But they are obliged to import. They have no workers. Japan, 75% these days is done in America. We are not impressed either. Because there are so many workers. But they refuse. And Central Park is full of rubbish. You go, it is garbage. Why? There is no worker. On the other side, we see so many young men, they are not working. They are simply idling time. So, they do not tackle the real problem. The future is not very hopeful if things go on like this. So many young boys, they are doing nothing. What is the percentage of hippies now? In America? It is a very good person. How is school college? Here also the university, all the universities, they're obviously. So what do we expect? They are taking education, and then after they're taking education, they don't do anything. This is a problem. And so many illicit children, the government has to supply them food. The welfare itself, the welfare department.
Social welfare.
Social security. Security. Not social welfare. That the guards are getting illicit children, and the government has to supply food for them. Nobody is taking care of the guards, of the children. The government has to take the responsibility and duty. So many things. But this Ekunathatra moment will solve all the questions. It is such a nice moment. It is a boon. So you study from that point of view and present. Your journal, just as I am talking so many things. This is good material for your writing. Practice.
So when somebody joins your movement, when they first come to see your movement, what presents itself to them are men with shaven heads and saffron coloured robes who dance in the street and who sing songs.
These are strange aspects.
Mm. And in themselves, they're not especially significant to an understanding of the philosophy, are they?
No. This dancing is for mass of people. But when you want to discuss philosophy, you have got volumes of books.
Yes.
Most things you have got. You are attracting both the intelligent class of man and the mass of people and the children.
Now, sir, I think you agree that if you agree that this is the first thing that people generally see of your movement, then surely if I'm to write a book in which I'm to describe the movement, it's necessary for me to
anyone wants to see. So, he should see our books also, magazines also. Why does he not see? We send our boys in this state with books. If you are not liking this saffron dress and dancing, why don't you read the books?
No, I don't think you take my point. But what I'm saying is that, let us imagine a reader who picks up the book, this book that I'm going to write, is very much like a person who sees the devotees dancing in the street, because he's seeing something for the first time. Now, it's necessary, surely, to describe these external and superficial features.
It is not superficial.
This is spiritual
extent. Otherwise, it is not a dog dance. You see, any gentleman, if I ask you, please dance on this footpath, will you agree?
It is not that dancing.
You don't compare with that dancing. It is not dog dance. They chant, they see the dance. Yes. That is another thing. You try to understand. If they are coming from a respectable family, now here is a boy, he's a professor. So if I ask him, please go and dance on the footpath, will he agree? A professor will agree. But when a professor dances, there is something he should understand.
But I'm not saying that the dancing is meaningless. I'm saying that when sees people dancing, that doesn't mean anything. That does not mean to you. That's what I mean.
But it means to them.
Yes. No, I'm not saying that it's meaningless. I'm saying that it appears to be meaningless. In the same way that one should wonder why he has his head shaven and why he wears those clothes. If one doesn't understand, these things are...
If you can take
A shedding head means it's clean. Clean shed. The head is not overburdened. It's unnecessary. We want clear brain. And that is the system, basic system. All learned scholars, they clean shed. Clean shed.
Mm.
Yes. And at least we get relief. Their brain is also burdened, so it is cleaned. So, it is personal convenience. So, that is not the point of it.
I see it would be very difficult to explain the meaning of having a bald head, and by saying somebody's got a bald head, the reason for this is the emphasis on cleanliness and so on, and to explain why people wear clothes like this. It's impossible sort of to explain the reason for these things without describing them in the system.
Any group of men, they are not a particular kind of dress. The military dress, the police dress. So people can understand that here is a police. Similarly, by this dress, they just Hare Krishna. That is our experience. As soon as they will see these people, Hare Krishna, and they will criticize or anything. They want that people see us and chant Hare Krishna. That is what we want. Simply by seeing us, they will remember Hare Krishna. That is great advance. Indirectly, that is our propaganda, chanting Hare Krishna.
I feel to Mahanand, I'm with us for thing. What I'm trying to say here is that for every person, well, for most of the people who read this book, what they're going to be reading about is something which is completely alien. And therefore, one can't start by offering them a highly sophisticated discussion of the philosophy, because they won't even begin to understand it. Just as when you people sell Back to Godhead in the book part, the people who buy it, I can assure you, understand very little of it. And I think you're aware that they understand very little of it. But they understand some of it, and probably enough to make it worthwhile. You think so, and I think so too. But this book can't start off at the end. I'm going to start off from the beginning for the person who reads the book. And the beginning for the person who reads the book is, here are these people wearing these strange clothes and doing these strange things. Now, why? Now, that's what I've got to do in the book. And in order to do this, it's necessary to describe some of these physical characteristics. And my reason for doing this is, in order to define what is relevant, it's necessary also to define what is irrelevant. That's part of logic.
Prabhupada wants that you should have the highest understanding.
Well,
not just looking at it from their point of view, but if you present it from our point of view, then they can gain the realest and greatest understanding.
Well, with respect, I think we can only consider that question in practice when I actually write material.
Why there is objection if they are dressed in a particular way?
Oh, I'm not objecting to it at all.
Then?
In fact, it's one of the reasons why I'm strongly in favor of the
right. They are Hare Krishna people. They dress in a particular way. That is the answer.
I don't mind, sir. I don't mind how they dress. I don't mind how anybody dresses. I don't mind at all. I haven't dressed conservatively. Other people dress conservatively, and you people dress in the tap on those. It's not
about the dress. What is the real about the dress and cleanliness?
No, for most people,
one thing I think I understand is that he's saying that many people come and become interested in our movement by seeing us, or by not understanding anything of what we're doing, but by visual, by the mundane, seemingly, aspect
And in his book, I think what he's saying is he wants to present it in a way it will attract that sort of person, whereas most people will not pick up the book and read it because it's a book on Krishna conscious philosophy, but because they're interested in the outward aspects of things. If it contains that to some degree, then they will pick it up, and then he can present both and give them some knowledge also of what we're doing, our philosophy.
Like putting a label poison, a label nectar, on a bottle of poison. they will think he is giving them what they're interested in, even though it may be superficial. But once there, then he can present the philosophy as well.
Yes, well, I'm not trying to, because I am not an adherent of, I'm not a Hare Krishna movement member, as is obvious. And because I am not a member of the movement, I'm therefore not trying to do precisely what you gentlemen are saying, but I'm not trying to package an unwholesome product like poison. What I'm trying to do is to describe what is. Now, this requires an exercise of imagination. If you imagine some of these outsiders, each of these people were at one stage, you came to understand what this movement was by a gradual process. Now, I hope it was a book of 100 pages, I'm going to trace that process, not in the way you did it, but in a slightly different way. But the things that strike one immediately are these external and superficial characteristics. And then one becomes to appreciate the other more important things. And it's just a question of stating these in that way. Now, in order to understand the highest possible thing, it surely is necessary to state the superficial things as well, the less important things. So it seems to me to be...
The Prabhupada speaking tonight is very important. It might appear that he's not understanding it, but he's actually speaking to you, like you said, not your third code. So that if you can assimilate everything that Prabhupada is saying tonight, you'll be able to write the book much more clearly. You might think that he's not understanding it, but he's speaking the most important part.
I'm not suggesting he's understanding. I think he's actually, he's worried about my understanding, which is what he's
saying. That's why
right. Yeah, well, I appreciate this, but I'm trying to convince him that I am going to try to say accurately what your philosophy is. And then this I'll have to rely on your help, because that's a lot to do it otherwise. If I not explain, describe, it's rather better words.
So that's another thing. If you want to know more, then you can speak more. But that is the outline for the philosophy. That people without knowledge of the identification, they're misled. And that is very risky. Risky means that you have got this opportunity of understanding your position and get out of the difficulties of birth, death, old age and disease. If you do not properly use this opportunity, and again you become cat and dog, then you are not misled. The present civilization is misleading. They constantly a few years enjoy, so far is that. Suppose you are Australia or America. You have got very nice status in a country, a good house, good facility, good money, that's all that. But after your death, when you have to quit this atmosphere, then after your death, what is happening to you? You are not concerned to know. If you are eternal, then suppose you have got this fat and cold, but it is torn now, and it is cold enough. You have to give it up. Then you have to purchase another fat and cold. So, I'm not
prepared for that, what kind of final thought I shall have?
No, I'm not.
Huh?
No, I'm not.
You're not? That is very good intelligence. You go naked?
No, it's not very wise, provided one assumes that one is going to have
a everyone thinks like that. Suppose I have to practice one thought. I consult my coffin, some kind of thought and some practice. That's what I thought. But if you say that, you are not interested. That is different. But any man who is going to purchase a new sadhan pole, he considers before going to his parents' house what kind of path he have, what kind of pole. Everyone says. That is better. You cannot deny it. Whether it is suitable, whether it is comfortable. So many things, everyone considers. And then you go to a storehouse and all that. Then you didn't have that point, this kind of stuff. Why you can't say that nobody is interested in that? Everyone is interested.
No, I didn't say nobody was.
Huh?
I didn't say that nobody was.
That is the natural intention. So if you are eternal, if your life is not for this 10, 20 years, 100 years, you are going to have another span of life. I am not interested to know what kind of life you are going to get.
Well, I don't believe that I shall, but you know, I don't think that...
It is not a question of belief, it is a fact.
Right.
You have to accept another body, after this body. Just like you have already accepted. Your childhood body was there, and then it's gone. You accepted another body. Similarly, now you have another body. A few years after, you have another body. So, you are accepting bodies, one after another. That is that. So, you have to accept another body after this. So, what kind of body I am going to get? Is it not the point of consideration? But there is no indication on this point. But that is that. We have accepted already so many bodies. And natural conclusion is that I must accept another body. But what kind of body? Now, you see that? There are 8,400,000 forms of body. These questions are not discussed at all. But they are very important factors. That is philosophy. But modern civilization has been neglected. I don't mind what kind of body it has been neglected. So, those who are intelligent, if they think that, why can I neglect this part? I'm not going to accept the body like a tree or a dog. If I accept the body, I must have the body in life. One may not interested in this fact, but others are very interested. So if others are interested, why this chance should be denied? Yes?
The temple is calling on the phone, I want to know if you're coming to that.
No. No, it is too late. Except there is higher study in science, in so many departments of knowledge. It is not that mass of people is interested in PhD degree. But if one is interested in PhD degree, then the government provides, yes, in the university come. And that is the real facility. If anyone is interested to understand this process, then why is it demand? Why is it obstructed? Because I do not like it. In big beginning as it is, maybe in half studies, they made one student, and for that one student they're mentioning four professors. Each professor is paid $2,000. Is this not a fact? What are you saying to professor? Is this not a fact? Some department of knowledge is maintained. It is not paid. Is it not? There are so many departments. Simply for his task work. Because the government knows this is an important thing. It may not be for the mass of people. But at least one or two interviewing class of many say, qualify. Let them have this opportunity. So this is like that. Krishna consciousness is movement is not for ordinary man. But it is very important movement. Those who are interested, why they should be denied? It should be mentioned. We cannot expect everyone can give up all his bad habits, illicit sex, illicit meditating or drink or intoxication and gambling. That's not expected. But if one wants to be or have fitness of life, why need to be there? This is not a bad thing. Why the city pirates are thinking that this is the spot?
So, I appeal to you that you are journalists, you are at least studying with our movement and present for that. That is my request.
Well, thank you very much for
that. Thank you. Stop there.